Well, you see, the real issue is you're not here now. It's still the ego that's here. If you would be here now, as Ram Dass famously said long ago, you would be in the eternal now, and you would realize this is the most auspicious moment in all of history. This is the moment of returning to God. This is what everyone has been hoping for and waiting for throughout time, for God to return. And God comes in this moment. And God comes in the form of a consciousness that dissolves the world. Because the truth is, the world is God in drag. Okay? And the world has become a drag because it's forgotten that it's God. And now the consciousness of the collective will return to God because the egos are dying, and therefore all that will remain is God consciousness. And the world will magically transform into this infinite blissful light and then reform as the most beautiful dream. And you're at the moment in which that beauty is about to emerge, and you are one of the co-creators of it. So this is the most blissful, blessful time of the entire cycle. And this is the one moment where you can know God fully while alive, if you attune to that. And all the rest of the time, you can't do that. A few sages did it, but most people cannot do that. It's just not part of the destiny of the soul as it goes through time. And so now is that moment, because the ego is in a state of exhaustion and nihilism, that by disidentifying from that, the infinite beauty of this moment of death of the limited ego into the birth of your immortal self is now possible, so that you can live in that immortal consciousness while still in the mortal body and be in total bliss. So I predict that very soon you will have the opposite view of the one you're expressing tonight. And you'll say, this is the most wonderful time. I wouldn't want to be in any other time, because that was all a time of suffering, and this is a time of liberation. And this is that moment of revelation and redemption, and of the moment in which the new creation is being formed by the morphogenetic field that we're creating. So this limited thought of your ego is not true, it's not accurate, and as soon as you disidentify from it, you will see that God's grace will fill you, and you will be in such contentment and such peace and such joy that you won't be able to even imagine it from the ego level, but it will be a new self that will be manifesting, that is your original self returning to you that had been lost. And that's why there is sadness, because you had lost touch with your own real self. And now you will return to that, and then nothing that happens in the dream will bother you at all, because you won't be dependent on others in the dream, as the ego is dependent on biological others and a culture that is dying, and all of those things that were the supports of the ego will be completely unimportant, irrelevant. And the only relevance is that resonance with God consciousness that is the source of our eternal life and of our intelligence and of our love. So that is what is now happening, and that transformation will continue to become more and more empowered, like the elixir that these immortal sisters were talking about, day by day will grow, and the golden light and the luminosity of your intelligence will shine ever more, and you will have the wisdom and the joy of being present at the creation of a new world, and one of those chosen to be a co-creator, and you'll be in bliss over the stature that you have in the eyes of God.